Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Financing Your Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today we're going to talk about how to create a great business plan. And if you have any questions, feel free to call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room and I read it out loud. If you do call in, I ask that you turn down your radio and press the number 1 to indicate that you have a question, and I will put you online. To begin with, the definition of a great business plan is a living, breathing document that is adaptable. You're going to have to adapt to the environment that you're in. It's not going to be a cut and dry, cookie cutter type project. Like, it will work clockwork. It's a theory. If you really look at it as a theory, is what we know that works, but you have to adapt it to whatever environment you're in. It'd be by region, by business field, it could change every single day in a sense. Now, if we go to Wikipedia, Wikipedia says a business plan is a formal statement of a set of business goals. The reason why they believe this to be attainable. Again, you have to be able to attain it and to plan to reach the goal. So in sales, they say always set your goals. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, where you want to be. This is a great business plan because your business plan has to deal with your goals of your business. Again, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. So think of that type of thing. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, but if you have an idea on your project, just write it out as the ideas flow. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, sit there and wake up, write it down, write the idea alone. You're composing a document. Think of you as a composer. And as a composer, you put your heart and soul into this document, and you might not have it all at 4 o'clock in the morning. You might not have it all at 12 o'clock at noon. You might not have it all at 4 o'clock in the evening. But it's a living, breathing document like our Constitution, and your business plan needs to be the same thing. How to create a great business plan. It is a living document, and it's adaptable. Since it's a blueprint on what you want to do, first of all, you have to sit down and write it. I would say get a tablet. A clean tablet that you buy from the office supply store, and get the ones that section off. You know, you have like 5 or 3 tabs, and the number one thing you want to focus on is sales. Next thing you want to the next tab you want to label it is marketing, and who are your customers are. And the third is your finances. How are you going to fund this thing? How are you going to put your finances together on it? And then the fourth one is an executive summary. Now, the executive summary, you say, well, I should do that first. Well, you can put all these ideas on the board, and that's your executive summary, but you got to put them all together to make sense. So if you have your summary, put that last, because you don't know until you actually find out where your sales are going to be or how you're going to market your business, how you're going to support it financially. And once you put all of that together, that filters into what your executive summary is going to be like. Your executive summary don't need to be 5 or 10 pages. Most banking officers only want a condensed version of your business plan. We don't want the whole thing. We want a 1-page explanation of what you're trying to accomplish. Make it clear, Make it simple, 2 paragraph. Say exactly who you are, what you do. Then, how are you going to finance it? What your sales are going to be? 1 month, 6 months, 3 months. Well, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 5 years. Okay? Let's do a projection that way. And if you next one is the marketing, the same way. So, how to write a great business plan. Number one, if we go to the SBA, it has a template, and it's called the business plan template, and it can be found on sba.gov/training, and they have 5 points that you want to do with your template, and you just fill it in. And I'm going to go through those real quick, and then I'm going to go through some other information on how to write a great business plan. Give you a great tip. You should always try to go to SCORE, which is part of the SBA, Retired Corps of Retired Executives, and they will help you craft your plan to make sure it makes sense. What you need for a bank officer is not going to be the same document you're going to need for an investor. Investor want things is clear and concise, but they want a little bit more details. How they can get their money out, how much is going to determine how much they're going to invest, if they're going to take how much of a partnership equity stake in your company. So you need to be really detailed when you come to an investor than a bank. A bank don't want all those details. We want cut and dry things. What you do, what your finances look like, what your assets are, and so forth. Investor want a little bit more detail. How are you going to do it? And how we're going to get our return back. That's what they're trying to determine, how much equity they're going to put in. If you're going to a stock market, you got to come with the whole kit and caboodle. You need the whole explanation, and that's when you want a 300-page document, but not for a banker, not for an investor, but for, you know, for a stock exchange. So on a template, they have 5 important tips before you start. The business plan should tell a compelling story about your business, explaining who, what, when, where, how, and why. Number 2, your plan should be focused and clear. I mentioned that earlier. It is not about the number of pages or style of the cover. Okay? Number 3, the plan should define specific business objectives and goals with general parameters to guide the organization. Okay? Your structure of your business. Number 4, write a business plan should force logic and discipline into business. It kind of focuses you. It keeps you focused. Number 5, a good business plan is a living document. It should be updated regularly. Okay, that's what I mentioned at the very beginning. It's adaptive. It's a living document. Then they start off on page 2. You say, okay, you put your name, and then you put your company name. You put your company. You put who you are, who wrote the document, and your company contact information, which is address, zip code, city, phone, email, and web. Then your table of contents. What's your executive summary? Okay. So if a table contents should read, table of contents, number 2, executive summary. Remember, if you're given a paragraph, it's great, no more than 2. Number 3, your business description and your vision. Number 4, define what your market is. Okay. Number 5, describe the products and services that you offer, or services, or both. Number 6, organization and management. How are you structured? Okay. Who handles sales? Who handles finances? Who handles accounting? Who handles shipping? Who handles customer service? Number 7, your marketing strategy and your sales strategy. Number 5, your financial management. How are you going to your financial statements? How are you going to manage this? And if you have any references, you put your appendices. Okay. Your executive summary should be written last. Like I mentioned, provide an enthusiastic snapshot of your company explaining who you are and what you do and why. Less than 2 pages, I'd say 1 if you're doing for a bank, 2 if you're doing for investors, no more than 2. Make sure you have several people to read this executive summary because it is the first snapshot who you are. So if you go into an investor, be professional. If you're going to a bank, be professional. You don't want to dress that you in this $1,000 suit for your banker. You want to wear a men warehouse suit with a modest watch like Fossil. Okay? Banks don't want to know that you live in rich. They want to know that you're practical. You're not going to take the money that if they do grant it to you, as extend in a loan to you, that you're going to use it to splurge. So you want to be conservative. You want to be neat. You want to be clear-cut. You want to be very precise, very professional, but practical. Again, a men's warehouse suit, not your Saks Fifth Avenue suit. They look out for that. A modest watch, not a Rolex, not a Cartier, but maybe a Fossil or Timex, okay? Maybe not Timex, but, you know, a Fossil that's pretty practical, $50, $100 watch or something like that, $150 watch. excuse me, I'm just kind of suffering with a cold. Shine your shoes. Make sure everything is meticulous on you. And make sure that you answer the question, think about it, answer it carefully. Now, the investor, depends on what you're asking for. If you're asking for $1 million, you know, you need to dress like you're $1 million. But don't go with the $1,000 tie. Upgrade the suit. That's when you want to get into that Saks Fifth Avenue suit. That $750 or $1,000 suit. You might want to say that, yeah, I have a house. My credit is good. My finances are good. We talked about that in other episodes. And if you have a Rolex, be careful what your Rolex is. Say that you earn this Rolex. You know, if you make note of that, say, yeah, I earn it because I worked hard for this Rolex. I earned it because I was the best salesperson at the dealership or the RSL organization. And the owner said, or the president said, I'm going to hold my Rolex up or I'm going to buy a Rolex to the person who makes this goal. Let them know that you're driving, you have that passion, and you're going to do what it takes to get that Rolex. That's the same thing you're going to do to represent that money. So if it brings it up, you can bring the story up, say, Mr. Investor, this Rolex that I have, tell you how determined I am. I was number one in sales for my organization. And the president of the company put out, the sales manager put out this Rolex watch. Said, I'm going to put this Rolex watch out here. And the person who does X and Y and break records and dot, you know, on and on and on, they're going to get this watch at the end of this quarter. I worked my butt off to get this freaking watch, and I earned this watch. That's what I'm going to do with your money. I'm going to earn your business. So it puts in the mind of an investor, hey, this guy is a go-getter. He's going to do what it takes in sales to get it done. Okay? That's your approach with your investor. Okay? Let's move on to your business description in this document. You have a mission statement, which says who exactly who you are. It doesn't have to be very long, maybe a two sentence. That's it. Your company vision, three sentences. Your business goals and objective. Simple goal, three objectives. Keep it in three. Simple. So if you more than three, like a pastor said, that you want to be a three-point preacher so they can get the point. Point one, point two, point three. And you put more into it, you'll lose them. You try to get their attention. List your key principles, who they are. And make sure that when you do this, that you mark yourself on the search engines, that you have all positive information. You have a LinkedIn profile. You have a so when they click, they can go in details and see exactly what have you done, because you kind of need to set yourself up before you even go. And if you go to some other episodes by compliance and social marketing, you need to do those things before you go out and try to get an investor or a banker or put your company in public. So that LinkedIn profile, some of them will write good comments about you, and that makes you look pretty good. So kind of keep that in mind. Also, give them a resume that's liquid that they can see. Your market need to understand your market well. If you're a plumber, you need to understand that well. Electrician, you need to understand it well. How are you going to market? What's going to make you different than anybody else? And that's the heart of the document for the marketing. Know your target. Know who you're dealing with. Your products and service, why your products are so unique. Why your service is so unique. Is it cost? Is it customer? Is it relations? How you get your list of people you deal with? How you get your clients? So that you need to have that outline. Your management, again, your LinkedIn profile, how you structure. Here's your four executives in your company, your president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Okay. And here's your sales force. So if you have those four things, your treasurer will take care of your money. Your secretary will take care of your company everyday business, like you're an office manager or whatever, they'll take care of that. President will oversee the operations and help lead the sales team. And your vice president needs to be focused on marketing and sales as well. So you have two sales forces going on at the same time. It's going to help get you sales. That's what you need to focus on. Don't run after money. Run on sales, okay? Your marketing strategy, your sales strategy, sales are number one. Without sales, you can't get anything. Your financial management, you need to be realistic on your cost. You need to project your cost and be very frugal with your money and be frugal, 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 and only spend when you really have to spend, okay? You need to estimate your sort of cost. You need to project your balance sheet for the year and your income statements, and you need to do that by the month because you need to have a goal to reach to. So you just can't have, hey, I'm going to be at $1 million, and then you're still working on operational things. That's not going to work. You need to set your goal. If you're going to sell $10,000 a month, you need to bust your butt and sell $10,000 a month. And then the next month, you say, I'm going to sell $50,000. You need to do the same thing. You need to make that goal every single month in order to make sense. So if you say, I'm going to sell $1 million, you need to say how you're going to do that, and you need to push yourself and get this goal. And I would say if you're going to set your first month goal at $10,000, give yourself a reward. Say, I'm going to give me a I'm going to buy me a nice $250 tie or watch. Make sure you have a goal for yourself. If you reach that goal, how are you going to get it? So if you have that goal up there, reach for it. Reach for it. And if you only made $1,000 and you set your goal, say you're going to do $250, well, reward yourself at the very end for reaching that goal, because you'll feel better for reaching that goal than not reaching that goal at all. At least you have something that you can show for it, even if it's a plaque. So reach for that particular goal. And your attendances would be like your brochure, your key employees, your list of business equipment, your press releases, your articles, your advertising, pictures of your business and location, your products, industry information you have from your particular industry you're in, and a copy of your leases and your sales contracts and so forth. So that's, again, that's a template that's available from the SBA.gov/training. And the SBA has a lot of information. They're a good resource to have. But also, if you go to your SCORE office, again, they will help you do your business plan. Let's go back to now, since you have that living document and you have your business plan as your living document, and it's adaptive. It will change. Something can happen. It will change. It's a living document that will change with growth. So it's not going to be a cut and dry. It's not accounting that you balance by numbers and it will 1 + 1 = 2. It's not going to work that way. 1 + 1 is going to be a half fraction of 1. Let's go back into the reasons of having the business plan. The business plan is for you to focus. A great business plan is for focusing. It keeps you focused and it gives you a forecast. And you need to have this in order to guide your business. What else is so good about a great business plan? The components of a great business plan, there are scores of websites these days on the internet that offer to sell business plans. Don't buy it at all. Don't buy it. Just use the format. It doesn't take all of that. If you go to an investor, you want to have an attorney to take what you have and clean it up, or someone who specializes dealing with investors, clean it up. But if you're going to present this to a bank, you want to keep it clean and simple and 5 pages. Give them what they want. They really only concerned with this, like your finances, your assets, and your company, okay? That's all they want. Keep it simple, and you will look a lot better, and the conversation will go a lot faster. and then offer to give them more information, and you have it available with you, okay? When you do your great business plan, you have your outline, your executive summary, your company overview, your company offering, your great business plan analysis, your strategy, your implementation, your management, your financial projections. Use this business plan internally. So this is like a lesson plan for a teacher. You keep that business plan open, and you refer to it every single day, and you track it every single day of the week to make sure it's working for you. So at the end of the week, have you completed this objective? Yes or no? It's going to be yes or no. There's no, people don't want excuses in business. You either you do, you don't. You need to make sure that you make that goal at the end of the week. So again, the business plan and all in all is a living document. You need to consider yourself, if you're the entrepreneur, as a composer. And since you're the composer, you're composing this document that you're going to share with the world. Same thing with Microsoft, same thing with any company, Oracle, Walmart. It became a part of the person first. And you are a composer of this business, you're a composer of this song, you're a composer of everything. So all of this energy is in your head. And you get yourself a tablet that has sectionals and write everything out what you want to do. Write your goals out, what you need to accomplish. And make it attainable goals. So if you know you can sell $10,000 for the month, sell $10,000. If you know you can do $100,000 a month, sell it. But say how you're going to do that and do a measurement how you're going to fulfill this goal. If it's going to be, if you're going to do $100,000 per month, this means you need to do $25,000 every single week. You might make it for this week, you might go over, but just shoot for that goal and reward yourself something that you can see. Than versus that you can eat. If you eat it, it feels good, but it's gone. But if you can see that those accomplishments that you make every single week, that tie, that shirt, that suit, if you just think of a business suit and you want to put this business suit together, hey, the first week I'm going to buy this tie. The second week I'm going to buy this shirt. The third week I want to buy the accessories, the belt. The fourth week I want to buy the suit. So think of that you have this in your heart, in your plan, and you want to section things off just like that. You're making a suit, you're making your company, and that's how you need to proceed. Again, it's a living and breathing document, and it's adaptable, and it's attainable goals. So anyway, that's how to write your business plan. Keep it simple, keep it focused, and tomorrow I will talk about the heartbeat of how to do your business plan and its structure. Thank you for joining the program today. Next week, tomorrow again at 4 o'clock, believe it or not, we do these shows every single day. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the heartbeat, about the executive, the finance, the marketing, and so forth, about the heartbeat, the body of a business plan. Now, I'll talk about that tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Next week, we have a great show. We're going to talk about more government contracting, how to get government certification to grow your business. Yesterday I had a great episode with Advanced GSA. GSA, of course, is a general service contract. And this company talked about how to get the contract, the GSA contract. And according to Inc. Magazine, once you have a government contract, those government contracts are good for 20 years. And it's renewable renewable in three segments, and they're a great way of business. And also, we'll be looking forward in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Federal Grant Week, and we're going to talk about all type of grants, some for your business, some for your personal, grant. So watch out for Grant Week in March, so our spring break issue, and our new branding, which our new show is going to be the Core Business Show. We should have new logos coming out next week. And to get you a sample, I'm going to give you a little here about our new intro for the Core Business Show. So take a listen at the Core Business Show.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better?
Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
That was awesome. That was really awesome. So again, the new show will be called in the next few days of the core Business Show. We're going to launch that on March 1st. And we've been doing extremely well. This is our second month on Blog Talk Radio Network. And believe it or not, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our 1,000 downloads. And we're literally, for the month of January, 1,000 downloads on shows. We didn't do them all every single day, but we're really appreciative to the audience. To get 1,000 downloads in your first month is awesome. It's me 1,000 people, not even 1,000, even if it's half of that, and they listen to the episode twice, they're listening to the show. So that's really good. Good start. Our Facebook and our Twitter followers are up. We really appreciate it. Again, we just want to give you practical advice to start your business, how to grow your business. So anyway, thank you for listening to this program this morning. Tim Jacquet with the Apple Capital Group, who is our sponsor. And thank you for listening to the program. And I'm going to, for a closure, you can get this off of iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio. You go to iTunes, type in Apple Capital Group, and you'll be able to get the show there. And in the future, it'll be called the Core Business Show. And you can get it also on the iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to close with our number one close. We have also a closing line that we having for the Core Business Show. So I'm going to close out with that. And then I'm going to close with our traditional closing intro, which is broadcast. So again, here's our closing. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to hearing going on the air tomorrow. Talk about the heart of your business plan. Tim Jacquet out. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.